The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Yesterday we had how your kids make you proud. Today we're asking your kids how you make them proud. Dylan, listen, you've had now 18 years of life with mom to be able to reflect and have a look and say a couple of things from the heart about what she means to you. I asked who feels proud about their folks, and it's lovely when people say, I'm so proud of mine. I'm so proud of my mom. Tell us about mom and what makes you so proud of her.
I'm just really proud of my mom. She raised me as a single mom for the last 18 years. And at the beginning of the year, she got married to my stepdad, who I get along very well with, and she's also gotten probably the job of her dreams as well towards the end of this year.
Oh, man. Come on!
So I'm very well chuffed for her.
Yeah, I'm chuffed for you, and I'm chuffed for all of you. That is, you know, when I hear news like this, we live in times that we don't celebrate the victories we have in our lives, the moments that make us just go, yes, thank you, yes.
Exactly.
And time goes by so quickly. I promise you, you'll have heard this so many times this year in your life that, oh, enjoy matric, it's your last year, it's going to go by so quickly, before you know it, you're going to look back and it's going to be gone. But to be able to be 18, I wish I could say some things to my parents when I was 18 that you're telling mom right now. And I know she's with you in the car at the moment. But please, can she hear me?
She can.
Mom, we're so proud of you. Thanks for the amazing job you've done in raising such a young gentleman in the form of Dylan. Karen, thank you.
So welcome. What do you with a young man like this?
My name is Isa Goodwin. I'm 6 years old. I'm proud of my mom. 2 years ago, she made matric at the night school.
Yes!
Oh, man!
Love that.
Hi, my name is Abby. My mom is the best ever.
We believe you. I love that. Listen, that is just the coolest. My mom is the best ever. 0829-904-904. Get your kids to hold down record and send us why they're proud of you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Skylar Akers. I am 10 years old. I'm proud of my mommy because she's a strong woman and she deserves the best mom award in the whole world. Love you, Mom. Good night.
See, that is cool. Special.
Hi, Ryan. We're so proud of our dad redoing our deck by himself. He redid the roof. He bought his own tools to do this, and he's an IT guy, so he learned how to do this all by himself.
Ari and Egan, I love that. And they sent the picture. That deck looks amazing.
Oh, great.
Do you know, you have no idea, as a parent, hearing your kids tell you that they're chuffed with your whatever you've done, and they know, hey, you're an IT guy. You're not really a hands-on guy, Dad, and you've done this.
It looks like a holiday destination.
I'm
just looking at the picture.
That looks spectacular. Thanks for sharing that. Proud moments as we almost say goodbye to the year. We've got a month left. But not often enough do we get enough time to say how proud we are of our parents for little things. And you know what? It's encouraging when you hear it. And I'll tell you why. Because so many of us that sometimes take our parents for granted. Mm-hmm. And this gives us a chance to hear from kids' mouths why they feel so good and proud about mom and dad.
My mom really loves running stall. She started running to kind of have an escape from her wildlife with her two teenagers at home. And it became her escape. And when I heard she wanted to compete in such a big marathon, I was over the moon.
Oh, man.
She's a single mother who raises two teenagers at home. So having an escape running has been
so good for her.
Blessing in disguise for her, and
so cool.
I'm proud of her for more than just running, just being the mother, single mother taking care of us.
Yes,
has been everything we could have asked for.
Oh, let me tell you, If your kids are sending voice notes to us, save them forever. Mm. Save them, keep them. And to remind yourself of the job that you've done as a single parent. It's little things. And it means a lot. Mm. You've no idea how much it means to somebody. Acknowledging what you've done.
Yeah.
And sometimes for yourself. Exactly. So, Suzanne, there we go. And congratulations. Keep running. It's a cool thing to do. I love it. Good. I escape everyone when I run. I run. Someone always shouts, who are you running from? I'm like, from them. Them.
My mom is the best. She survived cancer.
She rocks, I think I'm going to say. Ziva and Danica, thank you so much for that voice note. Louise, hello.
Good morning.
Yahoo! You are a warrior.
Come on.
Yes, I am.
Well done. You have the most beautiful kids, and they sound just how excited they are.
My mom is the best. She survived cancer.
Yeah, she rocks.
Shame. I'm so proud of them as well.
You are such an inspiration to your kids. They love you so much, and hearing those words out of their mouths just makes me just like well up with so much love and appreciation. I can hear them even talking in the background. They're, mom, let me talk.
Yeah, they still. Oh, yeah, we're at school, and they're like, we're on the radio.
Louise, we're so, so proud of you. Thanks so much for an amazing year and for being such a great mom as well. And your kids love you, and it's so lucky to be acknowledged for just for being such a role model to them. So, often it's taken for granted. We're one of many. We look around and we're on the school run. We're all parents. We're all dropping our kids off. We don't kind of feel that special. Even in our little world, we feel so. To be acknowledged for going through anything, and in particular what you've had to go through. Mm. Sure.
Yes. It was crazy with small little children and cancer. It's never nice.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're a warrior, you're a fighter, and I can hear in your voice that you are a beaming example as a mom of a parent and of love, the epitome of. So, yeah. Louise, love to you and love to the kids as well. Have an awesome Wednesday further.
You guys too.
Thanks.
You rock as well.
Thanks.
Bye. Just
Louise, bye. Louise, a cancer winner, fighter, warrior.
Yes, so please. Good.
And awesome parent, just FYI. I feel good about today.
Yes. I want to be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.